This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Roots. War is here. Wayne Allyn Root in the house. USA Radio Newsmax TV. The Wayne Allyn Root Show. War Now. Lots of things going on in Trump land. I've got a new commentary coming out this weekend in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I'll read it to you during the show. It's called California, period. Shh-hole. California, shh-hole. And I'll tell you why California is one big giant shh-hole. It really is. If you don't believe me, take a walk down the streets of San Francisco and just breathe deep, and you'll smell the shh. I'll tell you about it in a few minutes. All right, some of the other big news today in Trump land has to be the border, the border, the border, and the border. Trump says up to 4,000 National Guard troops to the border. We're looking at about 4,000 on the border, Trump told reporters. We'll probably keep them, or a large portion of them, until such time as we get the wall. Trump is mobilizing the National Guard via Title 32 of federal law, which requires cooperation and approval from governors. The soldiers will be used for support roles, such as logistics and surveillance, because, of course, you can't, by law, use the military in a, in a shooting role. Not allowed to shoot people, but they can support. As many Central American economic migrants use spring and summer to migrate to the U.S. border, either to sneak through or to request asylum. Trump's deployment may be smaller than President George W. Bush's mobilization of 6,000 soldiers for support roles under Operation Jumpstart. In any case, we're doing some things here. That's the good news. The Trump mobilization stands in sharp contrast to the welcome policy set up by former President Barack Obama. Those policies allowed more than 400,000 Central American economic migrants into the U.S. to plead for asylum designed to help persecuted individuals. I love when they use words like economic migrants. Can't you just call them illegals? Call them a bunch of criminals, a bunch of hoods, a bunch of thugs. Call them a bunch of incredibly poverty-stricken people that don't speak English. Call them a burden on America, but they aren't economic migrants. That's a nice term. It's always about what words you choose to use. I'm a brander. It's always about branding. So why are we using the left's words, economic migrants? So Attorney General Sessions orders zero tolerance policy for immigrants illegally entering the southwest border. This just happened today. Attorney General Jeff Sessions ordered a zero tolerance policy towards immigrants unlawfully entering the southwest border between the U.S. and Mexico. He notified all federal prosecutors along the border of the new policy in a memo on Friday. You know, I've always had this theory about Jeff Sessions, and those of you who listen to my show all the time probably know my theory. He's been compromised. And I think the way he's been compromised is Hillary's people have something on him, and they use it only for one area, Hillary. He's not allowed to indict Hillary. He's not allowed to indict people at the DOJ or the FBI who helped Hillary. He's not allowed to, kind of put together the pieces of a puzzle, approve a conspiracy that helps Hillary steal the Democratic primary and then the general election. Those are the areas where he's compromised, but they let him do other stuff. In other words, they can't say to a guy, I got pictures of you with farm animals, and so you're not allowed to be a conservative anymore. You're going to be a liberal. Because no one would ever believe that in a million years. They tell Sessions, look, we know you're a hawk on the topic of illegal immigration. We know that's your entire issue in life before you became attorney general. We'll let you be yourself. You can do whatever you want with immigration, because it would look odd if you suddenly became someone who said, let everybody come in. We can't do that. But when it comes to Hillary, when it comes to Trump, you're going to make sure that Hillary doesn't get indicted and her friends don't get indicted, and you're going to make sure that you step aside and Trump does. Entire first 4 years has a cloud hanging over it And that's what we're going to demand from you, to not turn over the pictures of you with the farm animals. That's what I think happened to Attorney General Sessions, because, see, he's still good on issues like illegal immigration. Not issues like, the only issue he's good on is illegals. That's what he's good at. Everything else, he seems completely compromised. Completely compromised. So he directed prosecutors also to work with the Department of Homeland Security to develop guidelines for prosecuting offenses under U.S. immigration law. The new policy is in response to a report from the Department of Homeland Security that showed a 203% increase in illegal border crossings from March 2007 to March 2018, a 37% increase from February 2018 to March 2018, the largest month-to-month increase since 2011. To those who would challenge the Trump administration's commitment to public safety, national security, and the rule of law, I warn you, illegally entering this country will not be rewarded, but will instead be met with full prosecutorial powers of the Department of Justice. The situation at the southwest border, this is Jeff Sessions talking, is unacceptable. Congress has failed to pass effective legislation that serves the national interest and that closes dangerous loopholes and fully funds a wall along the southern border. The order follows Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen announcing Wednesday that President Trump will sign an executive order to send the National Guard to assist the Border Patrol, and then Trump made good on his word, signed a proclamation. Trump scored a big win on Wednesday after the main caravan of illegal aliens, that was traveling towards the U.S. border, opted to abandon traveling to the U.S. border. Smaller groups have begun to splinter off of the main caravan, raising questions if some illegal aliens from the original group will still be able to make it to the U.S. border. Reporter Adolfo Flores says a smaller caravan is continuing on to the U.S. border. I predict they never make it on. Trump will not let them in. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing. It rained on the caravan for a few hours this morning. People are starting to make plans for whether they'll go to other parts of Mexico or to the U.S. at Adolfo Flores. Okay. So what you've got is a bunch of people who are scared and don't know what to do. And they originally thought they were headed to the border. Now some of them broke off who were not deported by Mexico. By the way, that was part of the big news story yesterday. Is Mexico instantly deported 400 of them. How come the United States can't instantly deport anybody? Because our laws suck. And Donald Trump said that. Your laws are better than ours in Mexico. It's a joke. It's ridiculous, but your laws are better than ours. And so we'll just rely on you, Mexico, to take these people, this caravan, and break it up and deport people. And that's what Mexico did. So Jeff Sessions ordered a zero-tolerance policy, and the Hill reports on someone who says that's good news. It's very significant. Let's see. It is Axis reporter Jonathan Swan says Mark Krikorian, executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies, believes the move is significant. He's an immigration hawk of all hawks, and he tells me Jeff Sessions' order today to U.S. attorneys is significant. It changes calculus for illegal immigrants trying to reenter after being deported and having a criminal record. Second time would be a felony. Second time would be a felony. Why is it not a felony the first time, some people asked? Because the United States has rules that say so. But the end result is the second one's a felony. You know, of course, that that so many people have been murdered in this country by people who entered three times, four times, five times, six times. And it's just, you know, just ridiculous. Just ridiculous. And by the way, this shows you how serious we're becoming about illegal immigration under Trump. There's a couple things that show us. First of all, there was a giant, giant raid today. We'll get to that in a second. And second, it's a surprise ICE blitz led to the largest single workplace raid on illegal aliens in a decade. This is according to the Washington Post. ICE agents pulled off the largest single workplace raid on illegal aliens in a decade on Thursday evening. They arrested 97 immigrants in a meat processing plant in rural Tennessee in what civil rights organizations said was the largest single workplace raid in a decade, a sign that the Trump administration is carrying out its plan to aggressively ramp up enforcement this year. 10 people were arrested on federal charges. One person was arrested on state charges. 86 immigrants were detained for being in the country illegally. All of those arrested were in the country illegally. Most were from Mexico. The National Immigration Law Center and other immigrant advocates said the Tennessee raid was the largest since the George W. Bush administration and deployed many tactics of that area with a surprise blitz of the factory, a helicopter, streets blocked by state and local authorities. In 2017, acting ICE Director Thomas Homan warned the agency would be bolstering its efforts to prevent U.S. companies from employing illegal aliens. Now we're going to prosecute the employers who knowingly hire illegal aliens. We're going to detain and remove the illegal alien workers. So good stuff happening under Trump. Now, here's got about 3 minutes left in this segment. Here's my close. You know Trump is serious. I'm a little angry at Ann Coulter because Ann Coulter loved Trump like I did. She was there at the very beginning like I was. She wrote a book about how great he was like I did. And then she quickly jumped off the bandwagon. I think she was way too harsh. And, I didn't like the omnibus bill. I thought it was terrible. I wrote a scathing article on it. But then I came right back and said, look at all the great things he's done since then. Got to remind people of the great things he does. Ann Coulter has never reminded anyone of one good thing Trump has done. And so here, a Memphis reporter named Manuel Duran is now in a Louisiana immigration detention center. Memphis police detained activists who gathered to protest immigration detention policies on Tuesday. And Manuel Duran, the reporter for Spanish language media, arrested this week while doing a live internet video of a Memphis protest. And he's been transferred to an immigration detention center in Louisiana, his attorney said. He's currently in the LaSalle ICE Processing Center, a privately run detention center in Jenna, Louisiana. Jenna's 300 miles south of Memphis, reachable in roughly 6 hours by car. Now that Duran has been taken into immigration custody, he could face more days in detention and then deportation. This is a reporter. His attorney could ask an immigration judge to grant him bail and later allow him to stay in the country. But I just think it's great news that, we're going after even reporters. Maybe we should start going after lawyers in California who are illegal immigrants. Can you imagine being an illegal immigrant and you're allowed to pass the bar and you're allowed to then be a lawyer? Those are the people we need to be deporting. Anyone that bold, anyone that arrogant, someone who's willing to be a reporter or a lawyer while an illegal has got to go. And this guy, Duran, 42 years old from El Salvador, is on his way out. Working as an on-air personality for Spanish language radio stations and running his own online news outlet in Memphis. Wow. Cool. Wayne Allyn-Root, War Now. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
Guys, are you tired of being tired, frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra-strength, all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com. And enter code USA at checkout. War now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
All right, Wayne on the Roof, War Now. Welcome back to the show. USA Radio, War Now, your SOB, son of a butcher, relentless Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, warrior for truth, justice, and the American way, capitalist evangelist, American-made, and proud of it. Warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, Trump, that tall, wonderful wall, and, of course, taxpayers. I love taxpayers. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. Coming to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, KBET, owned, operated, founded by the great Edward Stoltz. Gave me my start in radio. Thank you, Ed. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. They've been around for 30 years. Their products have beaten the Dow since 1970 by a 3-to-1 margin. 3-to-1 margin, making you money. Be among the first 100 callers, and Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free an American Silver Eagle coin worth about $20 in today's silver price, and your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. We like to say we're the most caller-friendly show in America, and we do have phone lines back up again. Yesterday was the first day we were up, but we don't have the 800 number yet. We're waiting for the phone company to make that happen and overlay it over our lines. But we do have all of our lines available for you to call. It's just a call to Dallas, Texas, 214-810-TALK, 214-810-TALK. Don't let that scare you in Vegas or on any of my other affiliates. On a cell phone, it's the same as any other call. 214-810-TALK, 214-810-8255. My website, rootforamerica.com, and my email, WayneRoot@gmail.com. I got two texts in the last minutes saying they love the new lead-in music. So good job by JD and Chris on the other end. Thank you for the new lead-in music. And I want to read you email that I got from one of my fans, Bruce. He says, "We're not engaged in any trade wars. Rather, we are in an international trade imbalance discussion. Then come the negotiations. Meanwhile, our great leader, Trump, has finally, after decades of wimpish acquiescence to globalist instructions, at least brought trading partners to the table." And then he signs it, Bruce Almighty. And I agree with you. I read that because I thought it was a really good sum up of what's going on. We're not in a trade war. We're bringing them back to the table to renegotiate because we had a lousy deal. And then I see this article comes up. Trump is building an army of nations in a trade war against China. We're not doing it alone. You know, we're not doing it alone. Trump is going to make the case that the U.S., not China, should be the trade partner of choice for all the nations in Latin America. So Trump is saying, if you come with us, he's going to give a talk at a summit. We'll talk about the shared values in the hemisphere and the need to reduce drug trafficking. And he's saying, join with us, be partners with the United States, and together we will beat back China. Interesting. Interesting concept. Only Trump would come up with something like that. Some other things in the news. I'm going to get to Michelle Obama in a little while. That's, I think, the biggest news story that I have not covered yet. Michelle Obama at some sort of a conference took a shot at President Trump and talked about how great Hillary was. We'll get to that in a little while. That'll be a big news story I'll get to. But this one is not political, but I wanted to get to it as well. Conor McGregor. You know, we all saw Conor McGregor fight Floyd Money Mayweather in the biggest money fight in the history of boxing. And Conor McGregor is the great star of the UFC, and he's a MMA fighter. And he went insane, literally went insane yesterday. Now he's arrested in New York City. He spent a night in prison, and he could face 7 years in prison for his markdown, for his meltdown at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. He was in Brooklyn federal court for a violent fracas. There was a fight. And there's video of the incident. You know, I didn't see the first part of the incident, so someone may have done something terrible and punched him in the face. I don't know, but his reaction was so over the top. You know, can I spell this out for you? Steroids. Am I the only one who thinks that when you see guys who you think are on steroids go crazy, go absolutely apoplectic, and hurt people in a way, in a rage that's so unusual, it's got to be steroids. With the business they're in, it's got to be steroids, right? So I'll say allegedly, maybe, might have, could have been, so you can never sue me. It sure looked like it might have been steroids. He picks up one of those dollies, you know, a hand truck, a dolly, and he throws it at a bus of fellow MMA fighters, punches another man in the face, and when the dolly hits the MMA, the bus's window, Several of the MMA fighters have flying glass go into their eyes. And it's caused all kinds of fights to be postponed. He's been charged with criminal mischief, assault, reckless endangerment. Threw a metal chair through the front window of a bus. And his fellow fighters packed the courtroom for the arraignments. Cuts the face, cuts the hand, cuts the eyes. These guys are crazy. More now. Be right back. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
War. USA Radio News.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg is going to be testifying before Congress next week Also next week on Monday, you can expect to start seeing on your Facebook page some new, increased, and enhanced security measures. Sheryl Sandberg is the COO of Facebook. She explains some of the changes you're going to be seeing starting on Monday.
Right at the top of your newsfeed, a very easy link, which shows you all the apps you've connected to and shared your data with, and a very easy way to delete them. Mm-hmm. We're being much more restrictive on what apps, what data apps can use.
As China and the United States continue to lob threats over new import tariffs, farmers in the Midwest are starting to get a little bit concerned. This Iowa hog farmer describes his fears.
It's going to be very serious. It's going to make pork cheaper in the domestic area for a while, but the food prices will go right back up.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Wayne on the Root back again. You'll notice if you weren't with us yesterday, we have new music, new open to the show, new close to the show, new bumpers coming in and out on the show, a little bit of variety with our songs, all kinds of stuff going on here. Trying to make it better for you. We've got our phone lines back up again, but you have to make a local call. That's the only thing. It's not in a... You have to call a Dallas number, 214-810-TALK, 214-810-TALK, 214-810-8255. Before we get to our guest, I got a great guest today, very interesting guy. He's a liberal, by the way, but I don't think we're going to debate, because I think we're kind of on the same side. Even though we hate each other's views, I'm rooting for him. I want him to succeed, because he's the guy in charge of Cal Exit. We got to get rid of California, and this guy's trying to do it, so I will help him. I will pass the hat and help him make his dreams come true. First, I want to make sure you know the sponsor of this segment of the show is Blue Blocker sunglasses, my great friend Joe Sugarman. How good are Blue Blockers? America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space. That's how good it is. Over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. They're as stylish as sunglasses, costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. They provide the best eye protection you can own, blocking 100% of UVA, UVB, and blue light. They are the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer, and the lens won't shatter. So call toll-free, one pair, $29.95, two pairs, $39.95. Did you ever stop in a mall at any of those sunglass stores? My gosh, every pair of sunglasses, $100, $150, $200, $250, $500 for a sunglass. These are as stylish as any sunglasses anywhere, and they are the most protective sunglasses, and they're better for your eyes, and they're only $20 a pop if you buy two of them, $39.95. So if you're like me, you get two of them, you put one in your car, and you put one in your, in your living room, and then every time you walk outside with the dog or whatever, I grab the living room one. When I get in my car to go anywhere, it's sitting in my car. See? Two. $39.95, $20 a piece, plus tax, plus postage, excuse me. You'll receive a pair of standard aviator-style blue blockers, carrying case, neck strap. If you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Call toll-free anywhere in the USA. And remember, it's summer coming soon. It's beach season out there. You need your sunglasses. Got to protect your eyes. 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777. Get them for your secretary. As a gift for doing good work, get them for a leading salesman, get them for your kids. Blue Blocker sunglasses, they'll all say thank you. All right, our guest is here, Marcus Ruiz Evans, president of the Yes California Independence Campaign, otherwise known as Cal Exit. He created Cal Exit after his 2012 book, California's Next Century, detailed how California could survive as an independent nation. And even though we probably disagree on every political issue, I'm fighting on your side, Marcus, because I want to see California go. I think it'd be great. How are you, man?
Great. I really appreciate the support.
Yeah, you know, listen, you got to understand something about me, right? I'm a real conservative, right? I'm a Trump conservative, but I'm a very nice guy, and I happen to be Jewish. All my friends are Jewish liberals, and I can hate your views and love you as a person. So we're not, like, mortal enemies. Don't worry about it. And we are mortal enemies politically, but as people, I could like you and sit down and break bread with you. We'd have fun in Vegas. And I get a kick out of the whole Cal Exit thing because I think it would be good for conservatives in America if California left. We dominate American politics without your electoral votes and without your popular vote. We win everything, so I'm on your side. I'm rooting for you. I want to pass the hat and help you secede from the United States. What do you think of that?
We'd appreciate the help. I mean, we
there you
just
go.
Started. We're going to be able to start collecting signatures for our petition in 2 weeks. We just got the title and summary from the California Attorney General, Xavier Becerra, and so that means in about 2 weeks. So go to yescalifornia.org. Go to yescalifornia. On Facebook, if you like CalExit, even if you don't like California but you believe it should happen, like the page and stay tuned, because in the next 2 weeks we're going to start collecting signatures. You will be able to download the petition, sign it if you're a California voter, or tell anybody you know in California to sign it. And that's that and donations. Money runs in politics. I'll just leave it at that. But help us get those signatures, donate money, go to our page, like the page, check us out. We agree. Californians are different people than Americans now. It would just work better for everybody. And I've always said this.
Like, I agree.
It doesn't have to be hate. It doesn't have to be mean. Canada and America are separate countries.
Right.
They do not want to be part of the other group, but they get along. Their boys and girls get shot at in Afghanistan and have each other's backs. But Canadians want to be Canadians, and Americans want to be Americans. We as California want that productive relationship with separate units. And we don't see why it has to be a bad thing. I mean, who doubts that California and the federal government aren't fighting every single day? What, there's
correct.
$40 billion lawsuits from California?
It's
clearly not working. It's clearly beyond liberal, conservative divide. I mean, New York doesn't and Connecticut don't act this way to the federal government. But in California, I mean, Kamala Harris, and I don't approve of this.
Yeah, she made a joke about murdering Trump on the Ellen Show, right?
Yeah,
I mean, it was a joke.
Yeah.
I get it. It was a joke. I get it. You know, I'm not a crazy conservative who says, oh, put her away. Have the Secret Service arrest her. I know it was a joke. It was an attempt at humor. But you wouldn't have appreciated it, by the way, Marcus, if I'd made a joke about murdering Obama. Nobody would have appreciated that. So she shouldn't do things like that, you know?
It's also against the law. As I understand, you cannot make a threat even in jest against the American president. Look,
yeah.
I hate Trump. But as I understand, that's illegal. And this is the point. Nobody's going to give her flack for that in California. Now, was that joke too far for my taste? Yes. But I could tell you, she's going to do just fine in California.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. That's why we want you to leave. That's why we'd all be better off.
I,
we would, and you would. If you left, it's time to leave.
I agree.
You know, and look, like, I'm the world's biggest fan. I'm Jewish by birth, and I love Israel, right? I think Israel's really cool. But I don't want to be Israel. I want America to be America, and I don't think Israelis want to be America. And
exactly.
So I think exactly like you. California doesn't have to be our mortal enemy. California can secede. They could be just like Canada or Israel or whatever. They could be like Mexico. We're not enemies with Mexico. Last I checked, there was no war. We're not shooting cannons at Mexico. We don't always agree with them. Matter of fact, under Trump, I think most of the time we don't agree with them. But nobody's shooting them and killing them. So we could be friendly neighbors with California, you know. Canadians are pretty liberal.
Right.
Look, they elected Trudeau as their prime minister. So they're pretty liberal, but I love Canadians. So, like I said, I could hate your politics and like you as a person. So we could like Californians and Canadians. Not a problem. I think, you know, I'm going to actually have you as a return guest next week. I'm going to tell Andrew, my booker, to have you on the third hour, which is my TV show. I'm on national TV, on Newsmax TV, Marcus, and, you know, it's a whole different audience. And we get calls from 50 states, and I'm telling you, they'll respond to signing your petition and to sending you money. So I'm going to help you. I'm telling you, I'm going to single-handedly try and help you make this happen. Good idea?
I love it. I think this would work better for America. I said so in my book in 2012 or 6 years ago. We've been saying the same thing. It's not about hate. It's about, clearly we have different cultures, clearly we're constantly butting heads. I think Jeff Sessions said that this government by war isn't stable. I agree.
And I agree.
Clearly it's diverging even further. I mean, one of my favorite things was that in 2014, Fox News did a poll. And it showed that the majority of people in America picked California to get kicked out. I think it was 52% of the respondents. The next largest state was Texas. That was 2014. That was before Trump. That was before sanctuary.
That was a lifetime ago.
My other favorite. Well, and then Rasmussen polling. I sent you the link. Rasmussen polling, February 2017. Before sanctuary city. Before all this divisiveness now. February 2017. 32% of America said, go ahead and go. Won't bother me. And 41% of Republicans said, go ahead and go. Don't let the door hit you. Well, you know. So
I want to ask you a couple questions. You know what? I'm a total conservative, but I'm also a good guy, and I want to ask an honest question. So I wrote a commentary last week for my newspaper, which is the 16th biggest newspaper in the country, the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and I said, you know, right. Liberals say that or think that we hate immigrants, and that's so wrong. Number one, I only dislike illegal immigrants. I love legal immigrants. And number two, really the distinction for me isn't even legal-illegal. It's collecting welfare or not. I have no problem if anyone wants to come into my country as long as they do it the right way, legally, and they agree. I opined we could pass a law that says for the first 7 years you're here, you can't collect welfare. Then we'll know you're coming here just to work, not to burden the system and not to cause higher taxes for Americans. Does that bother you? Is there any shared belief there, or does that bother you and you couldn't live with that? I'm wondering.
I'm only going to speak for California. I would be okay in California if they set it up where you can't collect social services for a couple years the moment you get here, just to make sure that you are providing for yourself. I don't think that that's inherently bad. I do think that what liberals see with conservatives and what they point to and that they say is racism is they don't see many immigrants with accents, you know, speaking on Fox, speaking conservative talking points in general. And I think they point to that.
But, you know, I always say on this show that I'm Jewish and I love Israel, but if an Israeli came to America and wanted welfare and a Mexican came to America and didn't want welfare and wanted to work, I would take the Mexican and I would block the Israelis. You see what I'm saying? It has nothing to do with the color of skin to me. Nothing. Zero.
I'm from Fresno, and Fresno's in California, and it's majority liberal, but it was... despite what conservatives claim. But it's been very conservative very long. And I grew up in a Republican household. I myself am liberal, but strong Catholic and military pro background. And I get what you're saying. I think that some Republicans are, and conservatives are, simply about the issues. I think also, though, and this is what liberals point to, there are other conservatives swimming in that same pool who legitimately are racist. And they're swimming around these things.
All right, but you got to admit there's a lot of liberals. I could cite you 50 examples of liberal professors who say terrible things about white people. So there's racists on both sides. It seems like the racism on your side is coming in waves of white people are bad, white privilege, you know. Hey, hold on a sec. We'll have you come back. Stay there. Don't go anywhere. Going a quick ad break. We're with Marcus Ruiz-Evans, Cal Exit. Be right back. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Blue Blocker Sunglasses. How good are Blue Blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million. They're as stylish as sunglasses costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue Blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue Blocker sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a Blue Blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for Blue Blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You receive a pair of standard aviator-style Blue Blockers with carrying case neck strap, and if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777 800-722-7777 800-722-7777.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
Brian! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it!
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people!
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun! Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet resistant, backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life, clothing that looks cool but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
War not.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, Wayne Alaruch, welcome back to War Now. Bullet Blocker is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Isn't that funny? We just had Blue Blocker, the sunglasses, and now we got Bullet Blocker. If any of you are concerned about your kids' safety in school, this guy came up with a great idea. And by the way, this idea isn't conservative. It isn't liberal. This idea could be on MSNBC ads. It could be on Fox News ads. It doesn't really matter. This guy's name is Joe Curran, trained as an Army Ranger, former deputy sheriff, range master, knows how to shoot a gun like no one in the world. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack, and now he's built a successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. Everything's made in the USA. They custom make a ton of products, bullet-resistant backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases, notebook inserts. Bullet Blocker gives you and your kids the gift of life. Clothing, it looks cool and stylish, but protects your kids' life with the same coverage as police body armor. It works in conjunction with the Department of Education guidelines, so now you can send your kids to school and you can feel really good that, you know, they could put this insert in a notebook, hold it up, the bullet would bounce off it. They've got a backpack that can protect their face or their back, and your kids are going to be okay. Go to bulletblocker.com, enter code WAR for Wayne Alaruch to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com, enter code WAR, and all will be well. We're trying to keep your kids safe and keep you give you peace of mind when your kids go to school every day. All right, we got Marcus Ruiz Evans on the line. He's the president of Yes California Independence Campaign, otherwise known as Cal Exit. In other words, it's named after Brexit. It's Cal Exit. And he created CalExit after his 2012 book, California's Next Century. So, Marcus, welcome back to the show. Marcus, are you there? Marcus, are you there? You probably have us on mute or something. Are you there, Marcus? Get the mute button off. All right, you go find him, and I'll tell you what I was going to ask him, and then hopefully we'll have him back. Because my number one question on the return here was going to be, what does Marcus think about the fact that people are running away from California right now? The taxes are too high. The regulations are too high. The traffic is ridiculous. The immigration, you know, the illegal immigrants are pushing out everybody else, and everybody's running for their lives. We got him on? Marcus, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, there you go. We're trying to find you.
I apologize. Yes,
no problem. So what I was going to say to you was, look, this is not an argument You can't debate this. People are leaving California in droves. And by the way, it's mostly white middle-class people are running for their lives because it's unaffordable. And the people coming in are illegal immigrants. I guess my question for you is, how would you survive as a country if in the last decade a million middle-class people have left and run for their lives because they can't afford it anymore and they keep going to Seattle and Las Vegas and Austin, Texas and Dallas and Florida? They're just running away from California. Don't you think you have a leaky ship and a problem?
People are definitely leaving. I don't think we have a problem, though. I get what you're saying. However, two things. One, our economy keeps growing. Two, our unemployment rate's well within America's. That's under Trump. Three, we keep growing in economic size and the amount of people who want to do business with us. And four, our population keeps growing. We have a lot of domestic births. In fact, I think 5 years ago, we started producing more Californians from birth than having people come in. Additionally, it's not just, yes, we do have a fourth of the undocumented people. We call them undocumented Californians here in California. But we have a lot of regular immigrants, legal immigrants coming too. So there's still a lot of talented people coming in. And frankly, replacing those white middle-class people who left because they said it was about housing, I would refer people to the Public Policy Institute reports on that that said that perhaps it had to do a little bit with xenophobia and not just lack of buying a home.
Well, no, I would argue I was one of them. You know, I lived there for 13 years, and I left 16 years ago. And I left for only one reason, and it wasn't illegal immigration. It was one reason, taxes. I did not want to pay California taxes. Everything was too high. The sales tax was too high. The gas tax was too high. The income tax was too high. I couldn't stand the franchise tax board constantly sending me audit notices. I already have the IRS to worry about. Did I need a second IRS? I couldn't stand it. I moved to Nevada where the income taxes are zero. So it never had anything to do with racism or xenophobia or anything else. I just couldn't stand the traffic and I hated the taxes. I mean, that's it. I love the weather and I had a pretty good life in California. I left it because I hated taxes that much. So, I mean, I think you're going to keep seeing people leave because taxes are so much higher than when I left. They're like double when I left. And the electric bills are double than when I left because of this obsession with green energy. How is anyone going to afford to live in the place?
Well, again, people can't afford to live here. Yes, people are leaving, but our population keeps growing and our economy keeps growing. So there are
right, but my point is it's growing with illegals and also some legal immigrants too, but your whole state's going to be foreigners. It's not going to be Americans anymore.
Well, we're already past that point. If that's the issue about yeah. how many people were born in America...
There you go. That's why I want you to secede. That's why I want you to secede and succeed. And succeed. I want you to succeed. I do.
Oh. California's like, I think two-thirds of California speaks another language or comes from or has relatives in some other place, and in America, 10%.
Yeah, I know.
So, yeah, culturally very different. But I do want to push back on the tax issue. You know, the fact is that California has high taxes because we're a donor state. In 2015, we paid $32 billion in extra federal income taxes we got absolutely nothing for, or what I call welfare for people who aren't Californians because they didn't pay it. It went to 35 states. You guys know nothing. 2016, we lost $103 billion. If we weren't losing that kind of money, we wouldn't have to raise the gas tax. We wouldn't have to raise tax.
I understand. Look, we'll have you back next week. The music's on. We got to run. Thank you for coming on the show. Brave of you. You're a good man. Now you see I don't bite. We'll have you on TV next week. We'll have the same discussion. I think you're going to have a lot of problems when you secede because everyone's going to leave that matters. I'm telling you. War now. Wayne Allyn. Thank you, Marcus.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.